From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Blackberries could become an important alternative fruit crop in Florida, according to the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. UF researcher Zhanyao Dang and his team won a $76,000 award from the university's research office and plan to decrease obstacles so the blackberry sector can flourish. Dang says blackberries have emerged as an important alternative crop, and many Florida farmers are interested in growing it. The state of California is looking to build on the success of the Grower Shipper Association of Central California's quarantine housing program with an expanded effort to limit the spread of COVID-19 in rural areas. Governor Gavin Newsom tells thepacker.com the new housing for the Harvest program will provide safe temporary isolation spaces for farm workers who test positive or were exposed to the virus. That, he says, should limit the risk of spreading COVID-19. Traditionally, cover crops have been planted to help improve soil health, reduce rain runoff, and prevent invasive weed species. But according to AgWeb.com, while these environmental benefits are great, some farmers have started to grow cover crops for feed production. Tough growing conditions wreaked havoc on the traditional feed sources last summer, leaving many with poor feed quality and reduced yield. But some producers were able to take advantage of prevent plant acres to make up for some of the lost forage. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.